restraining her or inciting her to action. This mood or condition begins some half hour or more before actual sunrise or sunset, and lasts till either the sun is high or whilst the clouds are still aglow with the rays streaming above the horizon. At first, want, for there must be no doubtful matter in this connection between us now. You must promise me, one and all, even you, my beloved husband, that should the time come, you will kill me. What is that time? The voice was Quincy's, but it was It is not strange that she did not, for we took special care not to let her know anything about it, and we all tried not to show any excitement when we were in her presence. In old days, you would, I am sure, have noticed, no matter how we might have tried to conceal it. But in this way, she has greatly changed during the past 3 weeks. The lethargy grows upon her, and though she seems strong and well, and is getting back some of her color, Van Helsing and I are not satisfied. We talk of her often. We have not, however, said a word to the others. It would break poor Harker's heart. Certainly his nerve, if he knew that we had even a suspicion on the subject. Van Helsing examines, he tells me, her teeth very carefully while she is in the hypnotic condition. For he says that so long as they do not begin to sharpen, there is no active danger of a change in her. This change should come, it would be necessary to take steps. We both know what those steps would have to be, though we do not mention our thoughts to each other. We should neither of us shrink from the task, awful though it may be to contemplate. Euthanasia is an excellent and comforting word, and I am grateful to whoever invented it. It is only about 24-hour sail from the Dardanelles to here, at the rate the Tsarina Catherine has come from London. She should therefore arrive sometime in the morning, but as she cannot possibly get in before noon, we are all about to retire early. We shall get up at 1 o'clock, It is possible that the vessel may be lying by at times for fog. Some of the steamers which came in last evening reported patches of fog both to the north and south of the port. We must continue our watching, as the ship may now be signaled any moment. 27th October, noon. Most strange. No news yet of the ship we wait for. Mrs. Harker reported last night and this morning as usual. Laughing waves and rushing water. Though she added that the waves were very faint. The telegrams from London had been the same. No further report. Van Helsing is terribly anxious and told me just now that he fears the Count is escaping us. He added significantly, I did not like that lethargy of Madame Mina's. Souls and memories can do strange things during trance. I was about to ask him more, but Harker just then came in and he held up a warning hand. We must try tonight at sunset to make her speak more fully when in her hypnotic state. 28th October, telegram. Rufus Smith, London, to Lord Godalming, per HBM Vice Consul Varna. Tsarina Catherine reported entering Galatz at 1 o'clock today. Dr. Seward's diary, 28th October. When the telegram came announcing the arrival in Galatz, I do not think it was such a shock to any of us as might have been expected. True, we did not know whence or how or when the bolt would come, but I think we all expected that something strange would happen. The day of arrival at Varna made us individually satisfied that things would not be just as we had expected. We only waited to learn where the change would occur. Nonetheless, however, it was a surprise. I suppose that nature works on such a hopeful basis hear some change. It is a hope that makes me sick, for it may deceive us. Quite so. Do you know why I asked her to get the manuscript? No, said I, unless it was to get an opportunity of seeing me alone. You are in part right, friend John, but only in part. so young that he is not yet strong to use his little wings. Nay, like the ugly duck of my friend Hans Andersen, he be no dark spot at all, but a big swan thought that sail nobly on big wings when the time come for him to try them. See, I read here, only as though we had been having a sick room consultation. 72 on late, and in all this excitement, I have hope. Turning to her again, he said with keen expectation, "But go on, go on, there is more to tell. More.